Close to 100,000 jobs were lost in New York City after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Many unemployed New Yorkers have exhausted their 26 weeks of unemployment benefits, and a federal program of 13 weeks of extended benefits is about to end. Since Congress hasn't shown much interest in revisiting the issue, advocates for New York's unemployed are urging state action. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
The New York State Legislature is wrapping up its 2002 session, and political ads are filling the airwaves, promoting or opposing all kinds of legislation.
Who will ever forget September 11th? But Governor Pataki in New York State have already forgotten the more than 100,000 people who lost their jobs in the aftermath of 9/11.
This ad from the New York Unemployment Project paints a stark picture, but the Business Council of New York State is running this ad.
A decade ago, Albany piled on the taxes and chased away our jobs. These bills are great news for New Jersey, Texas, and Florida, but they're disastrous for New York. I'm Dave
Ursula
Walsh,
Avar worked in a hotel near Ground Zero and hasn't had work since September 11th. Her unemployment benefits are running out. She has three daughters, one in college.
The rent, the phone, the bill, the college for $364 a week. That's so much.
The New York Unemployment Project is a grassroots advocacy organization. Their slogan is, if you think the system's working, ask someone who isn't. Six New Yorkers, all on extended benefits, are sitting around talking. Burke Simmons, a woman in her 40s, worked for a drug advertising firm. After September 11th, she says,
everything in this city died. You can phone all my agencies. And they say, we don't have a thing.
She finds herself praying that her 7-year-old daughter will get the call back for acting in a commercial.
It's disgusting to have to depend on a 7-year-old.
William Divney worked searching titles at the courts, and Maria de Oliveira worked in advertising sales for 16 years. They both speak of meaningless interviews or making 60 calls a day for not even one interview.
They pull you into an interview and say, okay, we might be hiring in 12 years. Thank you. Thank you for applying.
I've tapped in any kind of 401k I had or any kind of stocks. Dust, nothing, zero. I just filed bankruptcy. I just filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Last March, Congress added the 13-week extension. Congress also put in place a trigger device that would extend federal benefits automatically to states with high levels of people on unemployment insurance. But New York doesn't fall under the formula, although Oregon and New Jersey do. It's partly that in places like New York, many unemployed workers don't qualify for unemployment insurance, so the percentage of insured people is lower. And the formula is state-based, so while New York City's unemployment rate is 7.7%, the state rate is just over 6%. The Democratic majority in the State Assembly passed a 13-week extension bill this week, but the Senate, which has a Republican majority, has yet to act. Jonathan Rosen, the director of the New York Unemployment Project, says most workers don't get severance when they leave.
Unemployment insurance is some societal effort to create a social safety net akin to severance, to share the burden across society of layoffs and to cushion the blow in the economy.
But Michael McGuire, the director of communications for the Business Council of New York State, says increasing benefits means increasing payroll taxes for employers, and that will slow job creation.
The last thing that workers need is a policy change that makes it harder for employers to create jobs, that makes it harder for prosperity to take root in New York.
Some lawmakers are advocating for a transitional employment program that would provide training as well as work in a shifting economy. They say unemployment insurance worked well when we were a manufacturing society, but something else is needed in our service-based economy. Meanwhile, Maria de Oliveira wonders about the future.
I mean, I wake up at 4 a.m, frightened to death, and I feel bad for the city because we all want to do something to contribute. And what can we do?
Advocates for the unemployed are holding a 24-hour vigil tonight at City Hall. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.